Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. I know all eyes are on me and waiting for me to say, well, it's about that time again. Give God a praise in the house. Come on, give him a praise in the house. Come on, this is Resurrection Sunday night. Come on, he deserves all the praise. He deserves all the glory. Come on, somebody get excited about Jesus in the house. We want to welcome you all, everyone, and those who shall be blessed by this music and ministry in the days, weeks, months, and years to come, to another live recording of Shekinah Glory Ministry. Come on, bless the Lord. Seven years ago, we gathered in this place, this temple, in one spirit and with one accord. And we recorded, "Praise is what I do." 3 years ago, we gathered together again in this place. And we recorded Shekinah Glory Live. And tonight, April 8th, 2007, we've gathered together again for another live recording of music of praise and worship. Somebody give God the glory. And this is exactly what this is. This is a gathering. The Bible talks about so often about what happens when people of God gather together with one spirit and one accord. The word of God tells us where two or three are gathered together in my name, he said, I would be in the midst. Psalms 133 talks about how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. We all remember Acts chapter 2 when 120 believers were gathered together in an upper room and Peter preached a sermon and 3,000 people got saved and the world has never been the same. Well, I want to tell you, something's going to happen tonight in this place as we gather together for the third time. I never will forget that growing up as a PK, as a pastor's kid, I had seven brothers and sisters. And on an evening like this, Sunday nights, every Sunday night, all of my brothers and sisters, wherever they were, we would gather together at the Father's house. We would have fellowship. We would have food. But then we would get down on our knees and pray and worship God. And I just believe tonight that as we have come together in the Father's house, that if we come together on this Resurrection Sunday night, that there's going to be some prayers that have gone through already. And there's going to be some praise and some worship. But no matter what gathering you have been to, I'm here to tell you the best is yet to come. Because Revelation chapter 4 and 5 talks about a gathering around the throne. John said, I saw a door open, and behold, there was a throne. And around the throne were four beasts, and they were flying around saying, holy, holy, holy. There was a number that no man can number from every kindred, tongue, and nation. And the one thing they consistently said was, worthy is the Lamb. I believe that the power of God would come in here tonight in this gathering. If I had somebody help me say, worthy is the Lamb. Come on, somebody bless him tonight. This is a gathering. Say, worthy is the Lamb. God, we give you the glory. God, we give you the praise. God, we give you your honor. And we pray that your anointing would be here tonight. Welcome to the live recording of Shekinah Glory on this Resurrection Sunday. Give God a praise in the house.
Greetings and blessings. Coming to you live from Sankofa Infinity Holistic Ministries by way of BTR, speaking on the subject of transcending Sankofa. I am your host, Yahshua Elohim. Once again, it is a blessing. It is a glorious day to be in such a space and time as this. You were just listening to Shekinah Glory Ministries. I believe it was a live concert. And Shekinah, just the name Shekinah, is the very presence of the feminine energy. It's right at the very root of the tree of life, Shekinah, entering into the presence of all that is and all that will ever be. And that is a glorious space to be in, especially when you're ushered in by way of music. Music. It amazes me how you can listen to songs, different songs or different tones of music, different styles of music. And it's amazing how each style of music may hit you in certain spaces and places within your body. It corresponds with that energy, that vibration that you may have going on in a certain center within your body. Now, I have already spoken on the center points. I call them, you can call them databases, you can call them energy points within the body. That is a characteristic or a trait of all that is. That's how we are connected to all that is, that energy source being. That's what connects us. So therefore, we are energy beings within ourselves. And as energy beings within ourselves, we are clothed in what we call flesh. The flesh is composed of different systems, different organs within the body. And not only, you know, what is so beautiful is about that is that each organ or each system within the body corresponds to the systems of the spiritual realm, which is nothing more than pure energy, nothing more than pure consciousness is nothing but energy. Thought is nothing but energy, but it is so powerful that it goes out and create the thing in which needs to be created for the elevation and the expansion of your spirituality. Because that, at the end of the day, we come, we are here for the purpose of the soul and soul's purpose itself, to be in a of that soul, giving birth to spirit, all that is, all that will ever be. And I just find it absolutely fascinating. It blows my mind. It blows my mind. So I was talking about the three external powers, and those external powers consist of sacred truths. Sacred truth number one is that all is one. Sacred truth number two is to honor thou neighbor, honor others. Sacred truth three is to honor thyself. What is interesting is that they're all working together. So as you honor yourself, you are automatically honoring someone else or another. As you honor the other, you're automatically coming into the realm of all that is one. One is inside the all, and all is inside the one. and you're constantly spiraling in this motion. Now, what one needs to be mindful of is that you create a reality that either corresponds to the upper part of your consciousness or the lower nature of your consciousness. It's all up to you. But you can never get it right and you can never get it wrong, because as above, so below, as below, so above. And I when I think about it, I cannot even begin to fathom the depths of it, because, you know, and this goes back to judging someone, because you don't have the faculties to actually judge someone, a person, place, or thing, because all things are constantly working together for the good. So what you do judge, you judge it based on conditions, circumstances, situations, experiences that you have lodged and imprinted in your own mind. And oftentimes those things are distorted. So when we judge, we're actually projecting that distorted perception on person, place, thing, or idea, situations, circumstances, or conditions. That's what we're doing. We're constantly projecting. But what has to happen is that we have to continually and constantly sift through our projections and be honest about what we're seeing and what we are projecting. Be honest with yourself in regards of you doing the projection and not the other person. Now, let me go back, because a person engages in the projection that you are projecting, they are going to project on you. And there's this constant conflict. This is, you know, it's an external conflict going on. It's an internal conflict going on. Yes, it's happening outside, but that which is happening outside is also happening within. Now, if you can find within yourself to honor the sacredness of the divine chosen, you can remain in the space and use it as leverage to sift through your own distortions. Get it? Your own distortions, because you are the one that has created the reality. What you have to ask is, why did I create the reality? And since I created the reality, then I know that I have created a cue to pull me out of the situation where there is a clean cut. There's a separating, yet a coming together of the two. I don't know if you caught that, but it is true. It is true. We are always sifting through our projections of distorted perceptions. We're sifting through. There's what is coming to mind as a scripture, and I'm not, what is it? You are thrown into something about thrown into the world as sheep that are slaughtered, but it's not, think about it now, when my mind's eye look at it now, you are thrown into the world of your own thoughts. And your own thoughts give way to the experiences that you have. It creates a reality of your experiences. I personally and spiritually, the worlds reside within you. Just like I said, the universe resides within you. And if you can really know that, not believe it, but know it from its truest depth and its purest, you will find that the worlds are created within you, and then they're projected out. When Yeshua said, "I have overcome the world," and you shall overcome the world too. But what he was saying, he wasn't talking about the world outside, what's going, the activity that's going on outside of him. He was talking about the internal world that was within him, the kingdom that is within him. Like I come from a Christian background, and I know the Bible very well, but I'll have to say this, the way that I used to know it when I first came into the logos of the Word of God, I do not yet know it like that today. There has been a constant transformation and transcending of the thing in which I thought I knew into something greater and good. This is how, you know, you can have a book on your shelf, and you've read that book several times, but sometimes you'll go back to that same book you don't had on your shelf and read over the material, and it's almost like you're reading the material with fresh eyes. But it's not that the book hasn't always been saying or quoting the same scriptures or passages or statements. The change has taken place within you. So as the change takes place within you, it must take place outside of you. It must. That is a must. And that is a truth that one can never get away from. So as you change within, everything changes without. As you change within, everything changes without. And, you know, when you come into these levels of truth, when you come into these levels of truth, you really let everyone off the hook, and you let yourself off the hook, because there's nothing. It's almost like it's a space of no thing. There's nothing to grasp, and there's nothing that anything outside of you can grasp to. It's just in the space of the purest principle. Now, when I speak of principles, I'm coming from the Hermetic philosophy of the principles of the universe, seven principles of the universe. I'm also, you know, I also extract my knowledge and my understanding from the Kabbalah, the tree of life. And from there, the chakras. So that is really the basis of everything that I talk about. Now, I have to say this. Because I come from a Christian background, that is the carpet in which all these elements in which I've named are placed on. That is the carpet. That is the velvet carpet. You know, that's the fleece of everything. That is the encompassing energy of all that I've come to know, a truth for me. Now, I say there are many truths, and there's never a whole truth, because you're always moving towards levels of truth. It's not something that you can hold on to. It's not even something that is concrete, because truth eventually evolves and develops into wisdom. It becomes wisdom because you begin to apply it and you see it working in and out of your life. You see the motion of it. So there are half truths to everything. What I may be speaking today, it may not even be a truth for you, or it may be a truth for you. And this is one thing I have experienced myself, that is that when you experience a truth that someone else is speaking, it resonates with you. It clicks with something inside of you. It connects to something. The energy points and centers within your being. It touches those spaces and places within you. And in doing that, the vibration of it just moves through your body, and it comes through whatever needs to be removed. It is like a double-edged sword. It just cuts through. Cuts and divides and separates that which no longer serves you. Perhaps it served you for a period of time, for a certain period of time. But as you grow and you mature in your spiritual walk, your soul journey, they no longer serve you. So the template changes. The template changes. And as the template changes, you have to change. Or, I mean, you have a choice to remain in the resistance of, but I wouldn't suggest that. I would suggest that you go with the flow of whatever is presented before you, and understand that everything in your life is divinely designed and chosen for you to experience. And I just, you know, like I mentioned last week in my show, is that I've experienced a lot in my life, but I think for me, I have experienced more internally than I have outside of my life. Yeah. I have experienced more internally than I have outside of my life. It's something that's an eternal, internal experience that cannot be measured or compared to what you just see with your natural eyes, or what you experience on the outside, and you're experiencing by way of interpretation of your perception. Now, so I'm going to take a break, and I will come back to you again. You are listening to Sankofa Infinity Holistic Ministries by way of BTR, Transcending Sankofa with Yahshua Elohim as your host. And that's it. And I'll just come back to you all. Enjoy. Shekinah Glory Ministries.
Hallelujah. Come on, put your hands together. Shoop doop doo 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 doo. Shoop doo doo doo. Shoop doo 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 doo. Shoop doo doo doo. Come on, put your hands together.
Put your hands together like this. Put your hands.
A Facebook friend posted something in regards to an owl, and I have taken a strong affinity to owls, and I consider an owl to be one of my totems, and I have quite a few, I might add. And under the post, he states that the owl is curious and wants to know. Well, you know, the owl is a who, always who. And, you know, I was thinking today in regards to curiosity. And I, you know, across the board, I think curiosity is a great and beautiful thing because it opens up channels that allows one to come into the understanding of information, yet the understanding of thyself, okay? And I just, you know, I've always been one who is always questioning why, who, when, and where, and how. Always, I have, you know, and that's what sent me into the spiraling upward from the basis of my Christian belief is there was something within me that was not satisfied with the thing in which I was hearing outside of me. And I began to question that which was inside of me. And that is where the spiraling upward began to happen for me in the expansion and the elevation of tea and moving into my soul's purpose. But going back to curiosity, and it's universal. Curiosity is universal. There's some, I consider myself a curious being based on quality. I question because there's a qualitative experience that I want to have in order to get to my conclusion. Now, some people may be curious based on the quantity of a thing, the amount of a thing, and never really touching the very core or the fibers of the thing in which they are curious about. I've been watching this documentary of how, you know, how the mind works, and it's called Secrets of the Mind, and it talks about different aspects of the brain and how the brain itself is affected by external conflict or external trauma, such as car accident or stroke or things of this nature, and how the brain itself is so powerful that it will compensate for the loss that you have experienced. It will compensate for that. And I guess this is bringing me to this point, is that the body itself is an amazing, amazing, an amazing thing. I have to call it a thing because I don't know what it is other than it. It is something. It is something to be reckoned with. It is something to really, really be curious about, because in your curiosity, it could assist you in healing your unresolved issues that you may have in life. And this is from a psychological perspective as well as a physical perspective. Just like I mentioned some time back, is that everything begins in the mind. Everything begins in the mind. You know, I'm thinking back to a time in which I had this minor surgery. And after I had the minor surgery, I said within myself, I must get with myself so that we can heal the body and heal it properly. So what I did, the things in which I did to make this happen was I cut back all of the things, be it person, place, thing, or idea, that was contrary to the healing process. That was contrary to my healing process. Why else would source energy, the creator of all that is and all that will ever be, create a body, place itself inside the body, and not give the body the ability to heal itself? By his stripes, I am healed. No, by your own stripes, you can be healed. By your own stripes, you shall be healed. But you have to open your mind and your heart and all of your being to grasp the grace, the grace of spirit. I don't know any way. There's no other way around it. And if you choose to use medicinal elements to heal and choose to use that without that which is outside of you to heal you, eventually you're going to collapse. The body is going to collapse because there's only one energy, and that is a divine energy. And if you don't stay in that one divine energy, that one mind, that one wisdom of all that is and all that will ever be, your body is going to turn on you because you have forsaken the powers of your own divinity. Cast not your pearls to the swine, nor give that which is holy to the dog. Cast not your pearls. Your pearls can be your thoughts, your body, your ideas. Your pearls are anything that belongs to the divine. We have everything we need in order to live a divine-driven life, a purpose-driven life, come from the soul. You must emerge into the soul aspect of who you are in order to understand your soul purpose and to walk hand in hand with it and not walk contrary to it. But once again, what is contradiction? That which is going against. And, you know, maybe you need the contradiction in order to create the fire. You know, create a momentum that will eventually propel you forward, or it will repel you back. But the choice is yours. You have free will to make a choice. That's the only will that is free to you, is making choices. Making choices is essential to your divinity, because in your choices come your elevation and expansion of your consciousness, that you may be able to thrive forward, press forward, and towards the high mark, which is spirit, going back home, the place in which you originated from before you decided to come into your mother's womb. It is so. It is true. It's a true statement. And, you know, I will challenge anyone. The things that I say, if they're not resonating with you or you might have a question about them, research it. Research it. That's what curiosity is all about. Research, find yourself, discover yourself. Not even discover yourself, help yourself to remember who you were before you came out of your mother's womb, before you even entered into the womb of your mother. Okay? Remember that. Come into the remembrance of that, because at the end of the day, that's all we're doing. We're constantly and consistently sifting through our distorted perceptions to help us remember the cause. And if we can remember and come into the causation of things, then the effects don't matter. They don't matter. You begin to transcend and move beyond. And you can look down and see. You can go to the mountaintop and see. All of it. From a God's view. From a God's view. So I'm going to leave you with another song from Shekinah. Actually, I'm gonna use the first snippet that I have, Shekinah Glory, the first song that I played. But I'm going to take a break. I am going to take me a break. And this is interesting because breaks are important. Breaks are important. Breaks are like taking a breath, taking time to breathe in and breathe out. And we need that. We need to take breaks so that we can breathe. Because sometimes we get so caught up in the rat race of society that we forget to breathe. So we go through these rat races holding our breath. And in holding our breath, we do not give oxygen to the thing or the systems within us. And when that does not take place, when that oxygen does not circulate, what happens? And you do it for long, long periods of time. You are entering into a space where you are compromising your health. So, everything that I experience in life, I don't care what it is. Just like I just said, I'm going to take a break. The divine of all that is and all that will ever be, will use whatever I have to bring a point home, to express itself, because the Spirit of God is self-expressing. It enjoys expressing itself. And it has so much to say. It has so much to say, yet it has so much it wants to experience. And in the experiencing, gives way to the access of more things to express and say. You see how that works? That's how that works. That's how that works. But I'm going to leave you with this. I'm not going to leave you. I'm going to come back. I'm going on a break. And I will come back and be ready to take this show home. And hopefully, I am reaching certain center points within your being that resonate with your truth. Because I just have my truth. But there's another truth, and that truth belongs to you. And that truth connects with your truth, and then your truth connects with somebody else's truth. And it goes on and on and on. Symbolically, biologically, we are all connected. All is one. All is one. All is one. So with that, please enjoy.
God bless you. I know all eyes are on me and waiting for me to say, well, it's about that time again. Give God a praise in the house. Come on, give him a praise in the house. Come on, this is Resurrection Sunday now. Come on, he deserves all the praise. He deserves all the glory. Come on, somebody get excited about Jesus in the house. We want to welcome you all, everyone, and those who shall be blessed by this music and ministry in the days, weeks, months, and years to come to another live recording of Shekinah Glory Ministry. Come on, bless the Lord. Seven years ago, we gathered in this place, this temple, in one spirit and with one accord. And we recorded Praise Is What I Do. 3 years ago, we gathered together again in this place. And we recorded Shekinah Glory Live. And tonight, April 8th, 2007, we've gathered together again for another live recording of music of praise and worship. Somebody give God the glory. And this is exactly what this is. This is a gathering. The Bible talks about so often about what happens when people of God gather together with one spirit and one accord. The word of God tells us where two or three are gathered together in my name, he said, I would be in the midst. Psalms 133 talks about how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. We all remember Acts chapter 2 when 120 believers were gathered together in an upper room and Peter preached a sermon and 3,000 people got saved and the world has never been the same. Well, I want to tell you something's going to happen tonight in this place as we gather together for the third time. I never will forget that growing up as a PK, as a pastor's kid, I had seven brothers and sisters. And on an evening like this, Sunday nights, every Sunday night, all of my brothers and sisters, wherever they were, we would gather together at the Father's house. We would have fellowship. We would have food. But then we would get down on our knees and pray and worship God. And I just believe tonight that as we have come together in the Father's house, that if we come together on this Resurrection Sunday night, that there's going to be some prayers that have gone through already. And there's going to be some praise and some worship. But no matter what gathering you have been to, I'm here to tell you the best is yet to come. Because Revelation chapter 4 and 5 talks about a gathering around the throne. John said, I saw a door open, and behold, there was a throne. And around the throne were four beasts, and they were flying around saying, holy, holy, holy. There was a number that no man can number from every kindred, tongue, and nation. And the one thing they consistently said was, worthy is the Lamb. I believe that the power of God would come in here tonight in this gathering. If I had somebody help me say, worthy is the Lamb. Come on, somebody bless him tonight. This is a gathering. Say, worthy is the Lamb. God, we give you the glory. God, we give you the praise. God, we give you your honor. And we pray that your anointing would be here tonight. Welcome to the live recording of Shekinah Glory on this Resurrection Sunday. Give God a praise in the house.
Great, great. Oh, gathering to come into one. And everybody is in agreement with that one is a one common thread that everybody is in agreement with. They might not come into agreement with how things are being ran in their life or how they are experiencing life itself, but there's one common thread that brings the body together as one. And as they focus on that one thread, something else greater than the parts shows up as a whole. All is one, and one is all. That's the beauty of congregating and fellowshipping with people, places, things, and ideas that are like-minded. And it's not that you're like-minded on every aspect of your life, but you're like-minded on one particular thing, one particular thread, one particular pearl. Huh? And that's all it is. That's all that's needed. That's all it is. Because that one particular pearl or thread or level, whatever you want to call it, that is what makes the whole. That is what brings the group as parts into the light of the whole. And the light itself gives of itself generously, openly, gently, above all things and anything that man can give you. It's an experience. At the end of the day, it's about the experience. It's not even about, I don't care how much you know, how much you think you know, how many books you done read, how many degrees you got. There's an experience that takes place between you, internal being, and the eternal of all that is. And it lights up everything outside of you. When it's done with you, it will light up everything. That's why the Bible said, let there be light. There was light, and then understanding came. You were able to perceive the whole, the good of all that is and all that will ever be. You were able to see, but it is the divine that calls forth that light. The light comes from the all. The light is created from the all. So, and he spoke that into existence. Wow. I marvel at these moments where things just come to me and I'm not, I don't control them. I'm not trying to will them to my will, but it's willing me into his will, because the will of it is divine, and I'm staying in alignment with that as I speak. And I love it. Absolutely love it. I remember some time ago that I was a member of Toastmasters, and you know, every so often you have to go forth and give a speech, and then you have those outside to pretty much measure the quality of your speech. Well, I gave a speech one night, and this guy, one of the measures, came up to me. He said, You need no lecture. I didn't really understand or know what he was talking about. Need no lecture. But what he was saying to me is that you don't need to be looking down at a paper. You don't even need a podium. It comes to you freely, and you have it. You got it. All you need to do is be open and embrace it. Oh, just open up your mouth and it comes forth. Huh? That's what he said. And as the words of my mouth come forth, they spread and they go forth as roots. Because I am like a tree planted by the rivers of the water, spreading out my fruits and my roots based on my creativity, within the creative medium of the divine. Within the creative medium of the divine. And it does not cease to bear fruit. It's always. It is always doing its thing. It is always doing its thing. I don't care. I can be sleeping. It's still going to do its thing. Still going to do its thing. And I just love it. I love to be a part of it. I love coming into the understanding of it. I love flowing through it. And I love experiencing the overflow of it. And you can do that too. You can do that too. You just be open to it. And you'll know. You'll just know. I'm ready. Just say I'm ready. I'm ready to be open to the divine spirit. All that is and all that will ever be. Show me. Hold me. Take me. Lead me, guide me down that road. Be the light to my pathway that I may not stumble nor slip or fall. Be my guide, O soul of mine, be my guide. Bring me out of the darkness, the ignorance of the night. Bring me out, I say, I command thee, O light and soul of mine. Be ye so ever present within me that I may become and be the light. Ha! That's what it said. That's what it said. Ah, my goodness. As you begin to your soul journey, seriously, your experiences in life are going to change. The way you see life or the way you see the world outside of you is going to change. And as that change, there now, I'll say this. If you can read, you need to be reading. Huh? You need to read. I read, and read some more. I cannot express that enough. Because and I'm so passionate about reading because of my reading disability that I had some time ago. Some time ago as a child. And because of that disabling aspect of my being, I was able to cultivate the appetite and the desire to read. And as I gain more knowledge and understanding and comprehension of what I was reading, my reading turned into researching. And then my researching came into remembering. That is my pride. That is my joy. And because I am such a reader, focused on remembering the thing in which I have researched, it is my responsibility. It is my responsibility to make known to all, the knowledge of the light. Yes, that is my purpose, is to make known to all the beauty and the purity of the light. The light. You came out of the light into darkness and then into light again. And now you're working your way back to the light. See, there are levels of light. The light of lower consciousness. there's a light of higher consciousness. But ye, be ye, you choose this day whom you will be a servant to. The lower consciousness of your nature, which is light, and you can call it darkness, because in darkness you don't have understanding. You're just a pawn on the chessboard, being moved, being tossed to and fro by every whimsical that comes your way. But as you enter into the higher consciousness of your being, the higher lights, levels of truth, perhaps you can be the one moving the pawns around on the chessboard. That's truth. That is truth. And I only say things based on experience. And I am so grateful that I have experienced the divine in such depthness. And I'm still experiencing it. I still experience the divine. It's a never-ending saga. It's never-ending. It's never-ending. And I'm always embracing that. And I challenge you and I ask you to embrace it. Embrace it. Come up from there and come up hither. Come up hither. Come up hither. Be ye not entangled in the yoke of bondage. The bondage resides within your mind. If you release the bondage of your mind, then you have released yourself from the bondage that has bound you outside. The power lies within you. Everything begins and ends with you. Nothing can exist unless it is within you. So all of those around me, okay, everywhere I walk, if I walk into the store, the grocery store, everybody that is in that store is an extension of my reality, an extension of my being. And we all have come into an agreeance somewhere that is not constructed with time, and we agree to be in that particular place at that time. And this is what is so deep about it, is that while we're in that space, we don't know each other face to face. We know each other from soul to soul, and it is the soul that is communicating with each other. Huh? So you're walking around the store having a conversation with everybody in the store from a soul connection, okay? Soul connection. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Love thy neighbor as thyself. You know why? Because thy neighbor is thyself. The neighbor is thyself. And when you come into the knowing of that, you understand how important it is now to honor thyself, because thyself is composed of many, yet one universe, one verse that radiates many, many vibrations, rhythms, lights, sound, love. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and discontinue this show for this evening, this afternoon, and I will be back on the air, same place, same time, Tuesday. You can always catch me here Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday doing my thing. I will not be taking any callers. If you need to correspond and talk to me, you can always call me or reach me at 347-559-4291. You can go to iamsankofa9@gmail.com, or you can go to Facebook, Sankofa Infinity. That's three channels you can communicate with me. So there is no need for me to have a conversation with anyone on transcending Sankofa, because that's not what I'm here for. I'm not here to have conversations. If I need to have a conversation, that would be between me and my divine self. So don't take it personal. It's all spiritual. And I say to you all, stay blessed, stay focused, stay in the light. The light that creates your reality from the whole and not the part. Because if you create from the part, you're going to create a reality based on default. Default, something that you don't want and you don't desire and doesn't serve your greatest and highest good. So with that, I say to you, namaste, namaste, namaste.
Hallelujah. Come on, put your hands together. Hallelujah.